For Jews who observe the week-long Passover holiday, this week can be hard on the palate. Bread, leavened products, yeast products, they're all forbidden foods on the holiday. As the biblical Exodus story goes, the Israelites were in such a hurry to leave Egypt, they couldn't wait for their bread to rise. So the devout put themselves in the Israelites' shoes for Passover. In Jerusalem, those who crave bread this time of year are either out of luck, or they have to get very creative to get their fix. Some restaurants in the city offer up their own alternative, imitation bread products, for their Passover observant customers. Daniel Estrin took a little taste test in Jerusalem.
Walk into an eatery in Jerusalem this week, and at first glance, you might almost forget that it's Passover. Restaurants serve rolls, sandwich places serve sandwiches. I even stumbled onto one place that serves pizza, and it's all kosher for Passover. The secret ingredient in the pizza? Potato starch.
It's like a really deep dish pizza. You can kind of taste the potato in the potato starch, but it's a mushroom, cheese, olive, tomato sauce pizza. Not bad. This is surprising.
Surprising because imitation pizza, by definition, should not taste good. Pizza is pizza. Same goes for imitation crepes. The ice cream parlor across the street was serving French crepes that were kosher for Passover, or Pesach in Hebrew. They were made of potato starch and eggs, instead of the usual flour batter.
It's better than the crepe that we have usual.
Really?
Really.
Why?
I wait for this the whole year. It's harder to make because it's thick, but it's the best thing. It tastes better. I don't know, but maybe because of the potato powder.
Wow, that's different. It's good.
It's good, right?
Yeah.
I love it.
Now, at first sight, these faux foods do not look appetizing. One shawarma joint downtown serves their meat in pita wraps made of soy and cornstarch. I did not like it, but the place was packed with hungry customers. I asked the owner, Eli Azulai.
But doesn't it sort of defeat the purpose of Passover if you're not supposed to feel like you're eating bread and you're eating something that's like bread?
There is something. You're right, but, you know, in Pesach you want to eat. You more want to eat than every time in the whole year.
You crave bread more this week than any other time.
Yeah.
Plus, for Jewish tourists who observe the holiday, this growing trend of fake bread is especially exciting. Where else in the world can you find a McDonald's that serves kosher hamburgers on a potato starch bun for Passover? That's where I met Daniel and his wife and kids eating burgers at McDonald's in downtown Jerusalem. They're visiting from the Upper West Side of Manhattan.
The bun leaves a little bit to be desired, the bun, but the beef burger is very good.
Mom and the kids ate the burgers and only nibbled at the buns, but they were still satisfied customers.
It's a little heavy. It's a little dry. I think that's a good term to use, a little dry. But listen, it's hard to make bread, right, on Passover, right? It's hard to make imitation bread.
What makes it so much better is the fact that it's McDonald's.
One upscale hotel in Jerusalem understood the purchasing power of American Jewish tourists on Passover. This year, they announced they'd concocted a recipe for kosher for Passover bagels. The chef told me he mixed water, matzah flour, oil, eggs, salt, and experimented with boiling the bagels until they came out the way he liked. I took a taste test.
It's good. It really is. You know, it doesn't taste like a normal bagel. But I think the cream cheese and the lox do the job.
Observant Jews aren't the only ones in Israel tickled by all the breadless and wheatless food this week. Passover's also a bonanza for Israelis with gluten allergies. One Israeli whose daughters have celiac disease said Israeli chocolate factories this time of year make kosher for Passover chocolate with no traces of gluten. So mom stocked up. She bought close to 100 chocolate bars. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem.
Even with potato starch, that yeast-free Big Mac bun looks pretty darn convincing. That's no matzah I've ever seen, that's for sure. Have a look for yourself at PRI.org.